Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Baby, meet me on the floor. Bring you the latest news from coast to coast, telling it like it is, while bringing our community together 1-8 count at a time. Here is your girl king, Flash, Prodigy, Napoleon, Dexter Brown, and the Icon. Tony.
From the train station just to get here at 9:30. Like, I'm tired, bitch.
That's all right, but you know what? We do this for our people, and we're here for our people. So let's, hey, get you some coffee, get you something. Let's go.
My stomach is in peril. Do you hear me?
Ooh, I need a bath.
I knew that was a horrible situation.
My stomach is in peril. Civil War. Mm-hmm. She's at war with herself.
Alright, I want to welcome everybody to this edition of Meet Me on the Floor. Thanks for all the callers that's loyal and that call in and listen to the show faithfully, no matter what time we start.
Hello.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate your patience and understanding. So
obviously, we're going to have to get right into the madness of everything that's going on. Oh my God, I mean, this month is around career building, so every week we'll be talking about a topic specifically building around careers and how to gain a career or actually enhance the career that you have. We notice that a lot of people don't get a chance to focus on it, or they just don't focus on their career or just life itself. So we wanted to bring some positivity to the community and start talking more about, you know, career building and stuff like that. How you guys want to do this? Y'all want to go ahead and get to the entertainment news with you, Napoleon, first, or?
I'm so disheveled right now. Tony, what's the roadmap for tonight?
Okay, I think we ought to go ahead and start off with the career building and then get into some hot topics after that, because I think Napoleon's got this on the lock for right now. So how about that?
That's fine.
All right, well, let's talk about career building. Let's talk about career building and what the difference between a career and a job is. A career is more of a long-term job. That's basically all it is a long-term job. So when you think about career, that's something that you want to be in for the long haul. That's the important thing. That's not the McDonald's, not the Walmart and all that stuff. That's the career. You know, that's what you plan to be in for a long time and get your coins from. So it's very important, I think one of the biggest things that the girls really have to understand as far as looking for a career and trying to get hired in a career is that you have to brand yourself. You are all you have. Your image is all you have. The perception that you give off is all you have. So a lot of the things that you're doing right now can come back full circle when it's time for you to get in that career and you're a little older and seasoned and it can bite you. So I think that's one of the biggest things that the girls have to realize is what you do now will follow you for the rest of your life and can have an effect on your career later on. And I'll just be honest, when I'm perusing through my musicals, my brother, Terrell knows what I'm talking about, you know, I'll be perusing through my musicals, and I've come across a couple of the girls, you know, in the videos and things like that. Well, I'm not the messy type to actually say anything about it, but those type of things will come back full circle and get you, you know what I'm saying? So,
I said, like what? Give me an example.
No, just musicals.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you exactly what a musical is. It's not Singing in the Rain. We're gonna talk about musicals that you can see on my Vista once you hit that privacy button. All that's what he's speaking upon. So if musical means moans and groans and lose and condoms, that's what he's speaking of. So be more mindful about the things you do and the way you let people put you on film. And for the ones of you that want to take this as a career path, then that's good. But if you think there's something else that you may want to do, like maybe run for office or hold a particular position, these are things that you may not want to get caught up in. And
right.
You know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, it can happen to the best of people, but you have to also understand that society is not as open-minded as most gay individuals are. So what we see is, okay, they see it as, and you know, it's funny that they would see it that way for a lot of things that we may do on our own time that has nothing to do with our job, you know, and they have skeletons in their closet as well, but they are the main ones that were focused on trying to get you out of a position and even have you where you can't even practice within that major or within that job title anymore within that state, you know. So be mindful and be careful about what you do. We all got skeletons in our closet. I know I do. You know, but you have to be, I mean, as you grow older, like you said, you become more seasoned. Seasoned means, you know, you think about things before you actually do them. And if you're going to do them, you're going to know that the consequences that may come behind them, that I may have to accept that. So, it's in your career, you know, you have to think about that. There is a lot of people that's online that actually have, you know, jobs, not just jobs, a career that they really enjoy and that they have put a lot of money into. There are a lot of kids that are online that's in school, you know, especially if you're in school and if you're going to be in any type of educational background, if you're going to be in a type of political type background, these are things that you need to be mindful of, you know. So
a
word of
advice. When we're young, we do things, you know, that's part of growing up and being young. But just know that with this whole new digital age and the internet, once it's out there, it's not coming back. Somebody has a copy of it, and it can pop up at any point in time. And people just need to remember that.
I feel like somebody.
Nobody in particular. Just because, I mean, a lot of the people on the group are, you know, younger, which we realized when Terrell asked the question, where were you 11 years ago when 9/11 happened? A lot of the girls were talking about they was in middle school, and that's when you realize how young the crowd really is and that we're getting a little old or whatnot or seasoned. So, I mean, it's just a word of advice to the younger crowd. Also, something else that I would say is, you know, when finding your career, do something that you're passionate about. You might want to find something that pays the bills for a second, but build something that you're passionate about. Find something that you have fun doing or something that you excel in and make a business out of it. Anything you can make money off of anything. That's what I did, for example. I'm a music teacher, of course, because I love music and all that good stuff. But on the side, I also have my own, like, production company type thing, you know, where we put on events, band-related events. I love bands, so I decided to make a business out of it. Me and a friend from the great Bethune-Cookman University are good on our instruments, so we made a school of music, and we give music lessons, and we get money off of that. I mean, I have that type of drive, and all it takes is drive, honestly. If you are good at, you know, dancing, like most of the girls in the group have done, they've gone out and they're getting paid being coaches, coaching girls on the
all
side.
All progressing somebody's talent, you know, like
right.
Michael has, my captain, Michael has been hired to do a talent for someone for Gay US of A at large. So, I mean,
right.
Things like that, you can get paid.
Mike stays working.
Right.
Mike stays working. And, I mean, he has a regular career, but on the side, he has made a business out of his passion. He's a professional. And you can do that, too. Basically, I'm saying you don't have to be complacent like a lot of black people are. They get that job that they can live from week to week from, and they're complacent with it. They're fine with that. Don't be fine with living from week to week. A lot of girls see my car, and they wonder how I have my money. It's because I refuse to be complacent. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to be that person that just sits there, goes to work, and then comes home and just sits on my hands. I'm always moving because I feel like if you have time to sit down, you have time to be making money somewhere. So that's just the way I feel about the whole career building thing.
Okay.
That's understandable. Yeah, that's very understandable. Flash Top, what do you think? I know you're a business man yourself. So
she is, and I don't know why she's so quiet.
Because when I tell y'all don't understand how exhausted, how much I've been through today. I'm so exhausted. All right,
girl, cut the crap.
Well,
okay.
I mean, we have an hour. As you as being a businessman, I think you only owe the community as much as to say, you know, some of the things that you had to go through and that you are going through that may be able to help another individual that's looking to do it.
Okay, well, as far as, like, career-wise, the biggest obstacle for me was being able to balance who I am with what society thinks and how society, you know, is. And, I mean, the topic for tonight was supposed to be around resume building and stuff like that, but I guess since I want to go this route, which is supposed to be for, like, a few weeks from now, show. But as far as, you know, the image thing, it's all about, to me, in my eyes, and this is my opinion. It's kind of like how you do things. Everything to me is how you do things. You know, to me, it's a way around everything. You know, to me, the law and society, all is opinion to me. So it's all about how you go in swinging. And you just always have to be mindful that everything you do and everything that you say, it comes off a certain way. And it's perceived by society based on what they label is. So it's kind of like you have to play the game with them. Like a lot of times, even with this show, I always push for, hey, let's keep it real. Let's, you know, let's not hide away from what's really going on, because to me, that's not going to inform people on how to be prepared for certain situations. To me, when you run away from stuff, or, you know, you don't necessarily be 100% honest about things, it takes away from, you know, the productivity to me. But in some instances,
right,
it's not for you to be 100% upfront sometimes. Sometimes it's to, you know, put a little makeup over certain situations because it's not for everybody. So,
right.
So when doing business, it's all about how you plan the game. And, you know, whoever is in charge is really their way or no way, you know.
Right.
As far as, like, exposing yourself into, you know, with who you are, it's kind of like, to me, life, you have to build a character, you know. I know a lot of people say they got this alter ego, but that really exists in life. You know, who you are, it shouldn't be seen so, you know, in the forefront all the time, because people can take that as an advantage. And when people know who you are, they can kind of, you know, work their way around you. And when you leave room for them to kind of get into the truth. No, Lanelle.
Ain't somebody texting?
Lanelle.
Oh, wow.
He on mute now. But,
okay.
I had to pull the number on.
He went in. Oh, my God. But go ahead, Flash. I'm sorry.
The But yeah, when it comes to business overall, oh my God, can't unmute him. When it comes to business overall, it's really about hard work and dedication. In this country alone, you're not going to get nowhere unless you put something in. That's just the way the system works. You know, with jobs, you just have to work and advance your way up. Find something that you like to do. I personally, I stopped working for 3 years. Like in 2009, when I stopped Jason, I stopped working for somebody. I started saying, okay, I want my own. I want to work for myself. I want to wake up every day and do what I feel like I want to do without having to be overworking long, long hours and getting paid
just
enough to get by, or just enough to pay my bills, or just enough to live. And once you get to that point in life, you'll start learning that, hey, if I want this, these are the things I have to do to get it. And, you know, you got to do right by people. You can't treat people like trash. You got to take care of things. You have to learn the, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to learn the principle of things and, you know, how to appreciate a lot of things in life, because the smallest of things is what really counts. You know, a lot of things that people present to us, it's the kind of distractor, you know, as Black people.
Could you please take Napoleon off of mute? I'm sorry.
You're off, Napoleon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You had what, haywire on that phone, though, baby. Ooh.
I had to attend to that.
Oh.
Everything is fine, though.
Okay, but like I was saying, a lot of times, to me, a lot of stuff is thrown at our culture to distract us from reality and what's real. You know, that's why a lot of times a lot of Black people don't vote, because they're too busy tied up with working and taking care of kids. And once they get off work, all Black people like to relax and just have fun and just chill. So a lot of times we are distracted from what's going on in reality. So, you know, to be successful, you have to be in the loop and know what's going on. A lot of things are hidden from us in books because we don't like to read. So,
hello.
I mean, I'll just speak my little piece on that, and I'll take it back over to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you doing that, because that was like a big insight from someone that's actually a part of the group that people know and can kind of get a little insight on somebody that's close in age with them, that it's not an age barrier, that you can become an entrepreneur, or that you can have your own business, or you can go out for that career that you have been paying, that you're going to pay thousands of dollars for, that you have these student loans and things of that nature, trying to get to the next level of education that you have chosen to do, you know. So I know everybody on here has something in mind what they may want to do in life, a goal that they have that they're trying to achieve in life. And to do those things, as Napoleon spoke earlier, just be very mindful, you know, of things that you do, because, like you said, things will come back and bite you, you know.
Your brand is all you have, and your perception
your
is
name,
all you have.
Your name, right, exactly. Your name is all you have.
Let me say this, too. Let me add this. Even with being mindful of what you do come back to you later, a lot of people will respect you if you own up to the things that you have done and you are aware of what it has caused in your life. Like with me, I've been through a lot of situations, and a lot of things that I've been through, I was self-aware. I was aware of it, basically. And when it comes around now, it's nothing that I'm ashamed of. It's nothing that I will bow down to, because I can say, hey, it's okay. I did those things and I learned. And I was a child then.
Right.
I've grown to know the experiences now, and I can explain in detail why I did those things, because I know, and a lot of times that things like that will get you further in life with
your social,
you know, and it's just
to
know.
If we have any callers that want to have any input on this, please call in. You know, it's not just us talking about it. We want to know your input on it.
Also, I'm on the page playing the question and answer game for all those online listening. So if y'all got any questions y'all want to ask, feel free. I will answer them online. The first question came from Terrell. He wanted to know, where do we have to spam the whole group to get his certificates that we owe him from the bug down? No, Terrell, you do not have to spam us. We will get your certificates first class. Just give me some time. Thank you.
And he know that we love him. I asked him to call in tonight. He told me he was not going to call in again.
Oh, he's on the switchboard.
Oh, is he? But well, click him on in. That's nice. Click him in. I want to talk to him.
Hold on. Let me click him in.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we also got other old heads calling in, some other veterans calling. Shout out to Prince calling all the way in from New York. He's one of the older supporters of Jay Setters. He's all out listening.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for calling in, Foxy. That's my Foxy. Prince is my Foxy.
Okay. Terrell, you're live on the air.
Hey, Terrell.
Oh, no, you're not. Hold on. Now you are.
Terrell.
Habla no English.
Oh, como es, hola, hola, como estás, señorita?
Muy bien, gracias.
Oh, gracias. Oh. Como esta cuenta, brete con el mi titi?
Taco Bell.
That's I thought.
Hot too.
Hello, everybody. Well, first off, I would like to say to Terrell, Terrell, please don't think, and I know you already know this, but we value you as a part of your advisory board, as a part of Meet Me on the Floor. You bring so much life to the room. You bring a lot of positive energy, and we do, again, apologize that we did not get you your certificate for most popular. You don't need a piece of paper to tell you that you are. You already know what goes on with you, and you already know that how we feel about you, you know. So with that being said, you know, Meet Me on the Floor loves Terrell from Memphis. For you guys that don't know,
she knows that.
Terrell is the fucking prince from Memphis Elite. So, you know, that's his government name. So
come
I just want to say that to you, Terrell. And if you want to say anything to the people, actually, while I got you, speaking of, Terrell, could you kind of, we were talking about career building. Could you kind of give us a little insight? Because I know you're in school right now, right?
Yes,
I am. Okay, so could you kind of give the guys like a little insight on about being a career builder for the ones that may need a little advice about that?
For the elderly?
For the elderly.
I thought you said for the elderly.
I thought you was trying to be funny and try to call me old woman, but
no,
I was talking about for the group.
career building as far as I didn't listen to the conversation. I just not getting
it. Tell the listeners what is Terrell's goals and the reason that you're in school and the purpose that you're doing what you're doing for your career. The difference in having a job and having a career. Kind of like that.
Okay. Well, I got my bachelor's back in 2009, and I went back to school because, like, now in today's society, a bachelor's has turned into pretty much like a high school degree, and a master's is like a new bachelor's, so it's always good to go back to school to kind of get, you know, more education, kind of get, keep going, because you just never know, like, more people put in resumes now who have their doctorate and master's, and they're overlooked by their bachelor's, so I always, you know, tell people my age or younger, continue higher education, because it's really, really important. People don't know that, and so the reason for me going back to school is to get my master's in health administration. I want to work in, like, the health field and actually run, like, a nursing home or...
Wow, that's going to be good.
Baby, when I get old and my bones hurt and I apply for Social Security, I will call you so I can come to your nursing home and hit me all day.
Well, yeah, you can do that. It was that, or it was law school, and I just do not have time for law school because I don't want to be the person to work behind someone. I've always been the person to actually run the establishment or make the decision for an establishment or something like that, and I've always wanted to be in the healthcare field. That's where the money is, and as I have a 5-year goal plan that I set out for myself. It was one to actually graduate with my master's. So that's why I get my PhD.
Come on, Vlad.
This is it for me. And after that, I plan on moving to Houston, Texas within the next 3 years because the healthcare field out there is really, really booming and they're paying really, really good out there. And if you've been to Houston, there's always hospitals opening up there. There's big name hospitals and big name healthcare facilities out there. So that's where I plan on moving, is to Houston, Texas, by 2014. So that's my view right now. I graduated in December again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Not this December.
Okay, next December, 2013.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. See, that's, guys, that's what we're trying to say about having a goal and having, and say, for instance, if a barrier come in place for Terrell, I'm sure he has a plan B, you know, to say, okay, this has happened, you know, this mm-hmm. may have pushed me back a little bit, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit for what I'm looking to do. And, you know, I mm-hmm. think, like I said, a lot of you guys can kind of relate to you, Napoleon, and Fletch because you are closer in age with them, you know, so therefore they can look and say, well, Dad, you know, if he can do it, I can do it, you know, and I think that I commend you guys for even coming on to even speak about it because that is such a big thing within. First of all, we have three things going against us, guys. We're black, we're gay, and we're in the USA that really don't care for blacks or gay. So
I'm not gay.
With those, where are you? You're confused?
Next question, please.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought. So, you know, with that being said, I do appreciate you guys, you know, kind of giving a little insight within. You know, I know it's personal stuff, what you guys do, but I really do appreciate that. And for anybody that have any questions for these three guys on, because they're going in three different directions, like Napoleon is like an entrepreneur slash school teacher giving back to the community. Terrell is like a, you know, go get them type thing. I want my own so that I don't have to answer to anybody and I don't have to sit behind a desk every day pushing a pen slash, you know, working with high school girls. You still got your high school score, Terrell, that you're working
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I have that. I got a call from another school last week. I it's so much going on. I don't even have time to tend to them. And there's another mm-hmm. question that you had asked about job and careers. Like, I know most students that graduate from college, they kind of, it's called, it's not called, but they go through that post-graduation phase where they can't find jobs, they can't find different things.
Right.
It's a difference between a job and it's a difference between a career. And some people work
right.
a job to get through school and then find a career path. So it's kind of it's a touch and go thing. Like my bachelor's degree was in communications and fine arts. So I thought that was my plan B was to actually go back to school and get my master's in health, you know, health care administration because. No, there's so many things that you can do with communication, and it ties into a lot of things, but I wanted to have a backup plan because I'm just greedy, not
right.
like money. Therefore,
yes,
I know in the healthcare field, the healthcare facility, there's tons of money to be made. You know, there could be never
people will
stuff.
Always be sick. Get sick. You're so right about that.
Right. And there are always
yeah.
going to be jobs for people in that field, so that was one of my other reasonings for doing that. But it's just you just have to stick in there and do it. And then, of course, you know, we have our hobbies. We want to go out and travel and do all those things.
Right.
Sometimes, not sometimes, but always, I make sure home is secure first before
take
I even get on the road.
That's right.
I went from the Birmingham.
You said a mouthful with that.
I was telling you I couldn't because I had to be at work. But, you know, all that stuff comes first, and then it's always time to play. And I just want to sit out there, too. Don't put Jay setting and testing and getting on the road before – you know, school and work, because when you get done and
ooh.
You come back home and take those uniforms off, I mean, you know, no
one's
going to see you.
You're going
to
be there, right.
Hey, I want to touch bases on something that Tony kind of brought up. I know that a lot of people, there's a lot of kids in here that don't go to college. There's a lot of kids that haven't had the opportunity to go. And like Tony said, all three of us are kind of like different in our own way. I'm one of the ones that I didn't go through college fully. I went for like a few months and I paid it. And I wanted to bring up the difference in struggling on both ends because even as a college student, you have a lot of struggles that you deal with. And then even not going to college, there's a lot of different struggles you deal with. You're trying to find a career. And you know, it's in my eyes, there's nothing wrong with choosing either path, but having a plan and being assertive and, you know, on it is what's going to determine your success. And coming from my end of not necessarily going to college for the full year, it is a struggle with society because society wants that background education. They want you to have this behind you and that behind you. and the tools that I had to use to make it, because I have a nice job, you know, and I, you know, and a lot of people there have college degrees. You know, I work around lawyers and stuff every day. So it's like, you know, I'm sitting there looking like, y'all got all these degrees and y'all ain't went nowhere with them. And I'm here working, you know, making just as much as some of the people in there that's above me. And I have my own company and I have my own business, and my career is mainly my life, and this job is just for stability. And you know, there, like I said earlier, there's a way around everything, and you got to be smart and have a plan. And with going to school, to me, is a lot harder, because most of your time is in class. You have to worry about how you're gonna have somewhere to stay, how you're gonna, you know, make it, how you're gonna survive. And it's a doggy dog world out there, you know. So I want Terrell to kind of speak, Terrell and Lanelle to kind of speak on their struggles with being in school and having to make it up the ladder with their career, and you know, some of the struggles that they've been through.
You want to go first?
Let's let our guest go first. Terrell, you can go first.
Okay. Well, the struggle for me would be that the field that I'm in now is not the actual job that I'm working. So it's not really a struggle. It's just the things that you have to do to get where you want. And I know that kind of sounds like the quote. I'm not meaning it like that. It's like I work in collections. I work as a collections manager. I work for that shift that has nothing to do with the field that I want. You know, after graduating, has nothing to do with what I'm getting my master's in. But at the same token, what I'm trying to get my master's in, they want to see that you have experience, you know, like a year or sometimes 2 and 5 years in the field of study. But I don't have that, because I haven't gotten ever with the field that I'm in now as a collection. To like, I don't know if you're familiar with Accredo, those are helpful facilities that you can actually work in a call center. They have collections departments, something like that, that I can move my way in. So then, therefore, when I do graduate, they can say, okay, he's worked for this call center that does pharmaceutical or that takes orders, and they have collections for doctor's offices and things like that. So there's always different avenues that you can get your foot in the door somewhere and work from there. But, you know, with that going on, I work 12 and 13 hours, got the girls, and then have school. It's so much going on. I don't even have time to try to look for another job or look for something else like that, because everything is so planned out right now. And I think if I were to go look for something else, everything would just completely turn around. But the struggle to me is make everything work and benefit you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much going on, but, you know, I get stressed from time to time, but people would never know that. But school is so stressful. It's papers due every week. Like, I could time to time, when I'm on the road, I'm actually doing my paper. And they talk about member squads so much, because it was like, how do you manage to type a paper on the road and still get it done? I have to do what I have to do, because at the end of the day, college is a lot of money, and I'm not going to waste a lot of money and then sit here and make C's and D's. And you can't even make those things in grad school, because they put you out. And so I have to be on my
grad don't play at all.
They don't play at all. I know.
Right.
So I'm doing a paper now, but it's so hard and it's so strenuous, and people never really, really know. And you're right, school is not for everyone. If you know, some people, it's sometimes it's actually in this day, in this world, it's all about who you know and how you network. And I'm not going to say going to school is the best thing, because I can easily go out right now and network, and just sort of like how I know Ken, Dante, and how they kind of had the little book challenges going on in Philadelphia. It's just all about who you know and how you can get, you just network some things. And
let me
so,
say this now. Can I add something, Terrell?
Go ahead.
To add to that, you're right. I feel like the intelligent part is what matters the most, because I've learned over the years, there's a lot of dumb educated people. And when I say that, I mean, it's a lot of people who have book sense out of this world. And when it comes to applying that book sense to life and reality, to what's real, they fail at that. And you know, right. And it's like I found the perfect blend in that, because it's like, okay, you know, education only gonna get you so far. But
Right.
Being able to have a mouthpiece, and then being able to, you know, let me get my word together, but being able to self-consciously know what's going on in the situation and how to get somewhere will get you so far. You know, it's all about, it's timing and time and place for everything. That'll get you far.
Yeah.
Because like I said, me working around those lawyers and stuff like that, they would think I have been a cop. They would think that I have a stupid degree in this and that. But it's all about your presentation. It's all about you being morning and actually doing what it takes. Because like Tony said earlier, these girls got skeletons in the closets as well, because they're human just like us. You know, so they know what it is like to be human. And so you take that
and to be totally honest, the whole degree is just basically it's a superficial stipulation imposed by society. Like you can have a degree in being a librarian, but all they want to see is the fact that you have a degree, and oh, you must
that piece of paper, right.
You know, you've gotten through college, so you hold certain traits. You know, that's what they see a degree as. They don't even look at what your degree is in for the most part, or where it's from. A lot of times, you can have a degree in just about anything, and that's all they need to see. That's just how society, how much value society has put on there. When I first went to college, I had absolutely no intentions on finishing. I just did it because it was like historically the next step after high school. You know what to do? You go to college. So I went, and I wasn't even looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, and then I looked up and I was graduating, and that's pretty much how I got through, to be totally honest. And now that I'm out on the other side, it's like I'm a teacher and I got a job fresh out of college, so I mean, I guess I'm blessed at that. But I think the biggest thing that makes you successful is your drive. A lot of people lack drive, and they're okay with where they are, and so they sit there and they, like I said, they collect that check, and they don't have a problem working at McDonald's, or they don't have a problem working, you know, at a hot dog stand on the corner downtown, as long as they're getting money, and they can get, and they have some sort of superficial happiness. But, you know, if you want to be successful and you have that drive, you're going to have to work harder if you don't have a degree, yes, because like I said, that's just something that society says you need to have. But you can still very much be successful. And if you have a degree, some people have no drive and they have a degree, which is why those people are still living from paycheck to paycheck, just like some of the people without a degree. So I think the deciding factor is your drive. Because just like Terrell said, Terrell is doing all these things because his drive is driving him to do it. Flash is doing all these things because his drive is driving him to do it. I'm doing a ton of different things because my drive is driving me to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I see people, poor people on the street, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, you don't know their story, so you can't judge them. I'm not judging them, but I know damn well that I'm not going to ever be one of those people on the street because I have too much drive for that. I have too much passion for that to ever be that person. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy, I think, to get up and get a job somewhere. That's why the Hispanics are so successful in our country, because they don't mind working. They will work always at any time.
Oh,
every time I'm going to school, I see a group of probably illegal Hispanics standing in front of Home Depot waiting for somebody to pick them up.
Baby, I'm going to tell my dough off one day when I needed my damn grass. Could I say, baby, don't tell my dough up. They will fight to get in.
How many Hispanics do you see poor in downtown Atlanta?
Girl, let's talk about the Mexicans.
On the corner. No, ma'am, you don't see that.
The Mexicans are legendary, baby.
Right,
they
exactly. The Mexicans,
the
Hispanics
won't. And for the jobs that we won't do, they will. You know,
right.
And I hate to say that. And the sad part is that so many of our young brothers decide that I don't want to do this, and they find some woman that's stupid enough to let them lay up to play video games all day while you out working. And they're up in your house running up your utility bill, you know. And the reason why I say it, because I have nephews that are like that, and I'm like,
And you know what I blame on that, honestly, it's all from what you grow up with, the source of it all, you know, your family and what your family is used to, you know. It's not a lot of. Go ahead.
I said, oh, what your family instilled in you. You know,
yeah,
pretty much I didn't have a choice. I had to go to school. It was pretty much you go to school or you get out of my house and get your job and you take care of your own.
You know what I learned at the end of the day? It's all about you and what you want, because no matter where you come from, it's all about where you're going. I come from a Benji, but loving and got plenty says family. And I could have been just like the rest of the men in our family who didn't work, who did those typical things that you said. You know, I didn't want that. I knew that I wanted to have a better life, and I had to figure out, hey, well, you know, what is it going to take for me not to be like that? You know, of course, it's just from I guess taking some traits from my family. Some of the things stuck with me, of course, but a lot of things change over time. Once you grow up, you learn, you know, what's real and what's best for you. I think a lot of people in our community haven't been exposed to, you know, the other side of the fence. You know, they've only been exposed to what, you know, the opportunity has come, you know, came to them. A lot of people haven't had a lot of money to see, you know, to go to college, to, you know, afford college. Go where, you know, we barely can keep our lights on. So you can't go to college and pay for or get loans and all this because your parents can't pay that back. You know, it's a struggle. So, you know, it's not that I'm just trying to say, hey, we don't want to do shit. A lot of times, like I said, we're distracted by so much other things, like trying to work all the time to survive, that, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to go to college. Well, you know, just for some people I know. But like I said, it's what you make out of it, you know. I don't see why a lot of people don't think realistically and go, well, I don't have to work for nobody for the rest of my life. If I take the time and the energy to put into what I want to be and who I want to be in life, you can make that happen every day. You shouldn't have to wake up and go work for the next man just because. You should be able to wake up and make money off of the things that you enjoy doing. It's plenty, like they said, other races who just are dog walkers and getting stupid money for being dog walkers and babysitters and, you know, all the stuff that society says isn't a career. You know, everything is a career. Whatever you like doing, you can turn it into a career. It's no specific thing. There's not a career. You make it your own, and that's what life is about. And a lot of people tend to not see that, you know, anymore. Everything is about what they see on TV and what we are distracted by, you know, videos and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah, okay, we could preach a whole sermon on this.
We can, but we started late, and Michael Jackson was talking about you got to go to work in the morning. You know, we got more topics and things of that nature. So hold on a little bit. We're gonna get to the next one. We're gonna take a commercial break, if that's okay with Mr. Flair.
You already know the deal. Let me answer this question. I've been taking questions from the people all day. So I got another question from somebody.
You don't stop cussing, honey. You gonna respect your mama.
So the question is from Marquis Vernon from Augusta. He asked, if I wasn't the captain of Vintage Heat, would I still dance with Vintage? And so the answer to that question is yes, I still would. If I wasn't the captain, I still would dance. I wouldn't know who would be the captain or whatever, if that was the real question you're trying to get to. But yes, I still, because I'm loyal and I love them as brothers, and we're more than just a dancing. We're actually brothers. We spend more time actually hanging than we actually do practice. So, to answer your question, that's it. And we'll go to the next. No, we'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Michael.
We ain't got time for no commercials.
Going live with the entertainment news, here's Napoleon and Dexter Brown.
What's up? We're back, guys. We're back. Unfortunately, Dexter's not with us, but we have the Bucking Prince in with us tonight. Thank you for stepping in, the Bucking Prince. We appreciate it.
What's up?
All right. The Bucking Prince, you see it here? I'm here. Okay. All right, guys. So the next hot topic that we're going to go into, I've seen, you know, it was kind of like some questions, and it's kind of like people from both sides are, you know, ones that support it and ones that, you know, don't think it's such a good thing.
Bucking at the motherfucking game.
Yeah, bucking at the game. So, guys, please call in. If you want to speak to the host, please call, hit 1. That'll let us know that you want to speak. Well, first of all, before we take any callers, we're going to just say personally how we feel. Now, I want you guys to be mindful that these are personal opinions. This is nothing against anybody. It's no attack on anybody or anybody's character or team. So just to let you know that, but it's just people's personal opinion. So we'll start off with, I guess, the Bucking Prince. How do you feel about bucking in a game? How bucking at a game?
Okay, I'll just go back to back in the day when things were much different. People kind of used to like seeing that. I know back when I was in high school, like 2002, 2003, 2004, people used to come to the game. Like when I was living in Nashville, and I would see the Music City All-Stars at the game dancing. And back then, people used to, you know, cheer it on. Or I remember going to one game, and they were like, sure, sis. It was just so many things that they used to say, and it wasn't frowned upon. It was, you know, they'll be cheering them on. This day and age, times have changed, and people are crazy now. Not to mention, you know, there's YouTube and things out, and those things can hinder you as far as, you know, you got people that are school teachers and principals and people who work and people that watch YouTube all the time. And those things can hinder you from a job, like as far as a Facebook post or Twitter post things. People, when they hire you, they go on to these networking sites, and they look your name up, and they find different things about you. And I had to learn that the hard way as well. And I preach that to my high school girls as well. Like, I see them on daily basis writing curse words and saying this and that and other things. People are looking at you and look down upon. Not to mention these little young thugs or who are maybe homophobic or little homo thugs that aren't secure or aren't, you know, they just are really homophobic. They'll see you out and, you know, you have uniforms, stockings on, a full uniform at a game, and that's kind of frowned upon. That is like frowned upon now. You have kids that are at the games that are seeing these things. Parents don't want their kids seeing these things. People carry guns to gas stations now. So what's to say that there'd be at a game like take Southern Air this weekend? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Southern Heritage was this weekend, and you have so many people from so many surrounding areas that come to visit, and you just never know how people are. You know, you like Atlanta, of course, that's like one of the gay capitals, and people are accustomed to seeing things of that nature. But you come to a city where, like Memphis, who's known for the famous show, the first 48 hours, you just don't know what people are doing these days. People see the wrong thing, and they'll shoot you because it's just, you're doing something out of the norm that's looked down upon. One, you're gay. Two, you're a male in stockings and fringe and sequins at a game dancing, and people don't want to see that. And it's pretty much it's not up to anyone, but you just know it's a time and place for everything, and the art that we actually do is pretty much carried underground. Now, I can see if you just play around at like a parade or you get the bucket and jeans and the shirt, but coming to a event or coming to a game or a classic with a complete uniform on is two totally different things. And people, you just never know what people are thinking. People are 50-50 nowadays. But nowadays, people are 80-20, and they're pretty much against stuff like that. And you just have to be mindful of where you are.
Yes.
And it's just pretty much a time and a place for everything. And that's just how I feel about it.
All right.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. Let's take a caller after each one of us.
Wait.
You know, maybe a
I thought we were off. Okay, never mind.
Okay, well, go on.
Okay, wonderful. Well, to be totally honest, and this is absolutely nothing against the girls who do it. This is just my opinion. I think it's in poor taste. Point blank, it's in poor taste. I think, just like Terrell said, there's a time and a place for everything. Not only can it be dangerous, but I believe these football games and these Battle of the Bands, they are family events. And basically what you're doing is you're forcing a conversation between parents and kids that the parents might not necessarily want to have with the kids at the time. I understand it's your right to dance. I understand it's an art. But I believe when your rights start infringing upon other people's rights, that's when it begins dangerous, and that's when it's not really fair. Because just because you have the right to dance and be out there, you know, in all the full geese and everything like that, does that mean that you have the right to make somebody else feel completely uncomfortable around their child? You know, you're doing 8 counts in full uniform next to little kids. Let me try to think of something. It's like breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is very legal, but there's a time and a place for breastfeeding. A woman's not going to whip out her breast in church and start breastfeeding her child on the front row. She has that right, but it might make people uncomfortable. So she needs to keep her boobies in her bra until she can go to somewhere that we're supposed to be, especially when the art form started as an underground art form. And I think, just like Terrell said, things start getting dangerous when you start pushing your own sexuality and your own beliefs, when you start forcing them on other people. Of course, people get hurt even if they're completely innocent and not doing anything wrong. But I think that's when people start getting really uncomfortable, when you start forcing your, and I'm not trying to be funny or offensive, when you start forcing your gayness down their throat, or you start forcing your cuntness down their throat. That's when people start getting irate and start getting crazy and start doing crazy things. I commend people who do it for the courage that they have, you know, for getting out there, for being a free spirit. I love the free spirit and all that, but it's not the place for it. It's just not the place for it, in my opinion.
Okay. Last.
She gone. Go to this caller.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm still here.
Okay, well, evidently you didn't have nothing to say about it.
No, I just wanted to go last. I wanted you to say what you felt, Tony, and then I would
go last. Well, let me say what. Okay, well, this is how I feel about the situation. I think it takes away from the band. I think it takes away from the girls. It's just like
that too.
We are doing something that somebody is actually at our event, and they are taking attention away what we worked so hard for. I think there are things that are catered for us, and that we have, like, you know, for the prize that we have and the parades that we have, you know, that you can display your art form in, you know, in that, in the competitions that we have, in the actual book outs that we have, with what we now call print rallies. There are so many different things that we can actually showcase our talent and our uniforms for. And I just think, as Terrell and Napoleon both said earlier, that there's a time and a place for everything, and it can get dangerous. Now, you know, like you said, people are grown. You're going to do what you want to do, and I would never disrespect anybody. And if that's what you guys choose to do, and I'm sure you guys have plenty of fans. I'm sure you guys do. And, you know, and I just think, just be mindful, you know, that people are not as open-minded to a lot of things that we do. You know, they don't understand. So, therefore, some people that don't have an understanding, they retaliate in a different way. So I think it just takes, you know, and like Napoleon said, these parents got to explain, well, Mommy, why was that man in a leotard with fishnet pantyhose? You know, that's just like somebody going to tell my parents, well, you know Tony's gay, and I haven't spoken to my parents yet, and may not feel the need to tell them yet, you know. It's something
right
that you are forced to do earlier than you feel that you should even have to speak upon.
Right,
but
and this is a family event. Like,
right,
I can see if you were taking your child to somewhere where it wasn't a family event, but you don't expect to have to deal with that at a family event. All right, continue.
Right. Yeah, and on the flip side of it, like I say, we are not bashing anybody. You know, if that's what you guys choose to do, have at it, you know, and do your thing. I also spoke to Lee Dickerson early and asked him to call in to give us his point of view. I also inboxed him to ask him to call in, you know, why they do it and, you know, what do they get out of it. And he kind of explained it to me, but I would rather for him to explain it to you guys so that you can understand, you know, how he feel about the situation. So with that being said, I hadn't heard back from him. I'll pass it over to Clancy, and then we'll take callers from there.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me throw this disclaimer out there. I'm a very neutral person, and I'm very spiritual, so a lot of things I just, you know, I kind of just be neutral about. first, I mean, I want to first say that I respect both sides only because, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's how I look at it. First, I'll say the devil advocate for last. First, I'll speak on the side, you know, that most of you guys are speaking on with, you know, it being the time and the place for everything. Yes, that's true. You know, it's certain times where you can do certain things and, you know, it's okay overall for society, and there's a lot of times that you can't do things, and that's a part of, like I said, you know, growing, like we were speaking earlier with jobs. Those are some certain things that you kind of can't do at certain times because it affects you and your life and where you're going. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, how I see it as well is, it's kind of like how Dr. King and all the other people who had to go through stuff to get their respect and get their freedom. I see that, and Jay said is why they would do that. You know, I've been in a situation where I've danced at the game. You know, this was when I was younger. I went to games and danced in uniform, and the pride of actually going to the game was kind of fighting for a right. And yeah, it may be exposing kids to certain things early, but guess what? That's life. You know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, what's the harm in explaining to a child what's going on with reality? You know, it's nothing
but
wrong with that.
But they shouldn't be put in that situation. Okay, because you hit me with that one. Okay.
She got me too, girl. She got me too.
I didn't cut you off. I'm just, once again, I'm speaking for the devil's advocate. I'm taking the point of views and my understanding for why people do things and speaking upon it. That's all. Neutrally, I don't care. I can care less. It's them. I know what my focus is in life and how I'm going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was saying, I can kind of understand their reasoning for going out there and being brave about that, you know, because they may take that to heart. They may strongly believe, and this is what I need to do to get respect. Maybe if they learn how to tone it down, maybe. But, you know, I don't know if it was more so of them going out in the uniforms that kind of, like, you know, was more of an issue, or them dancing, because me, I'm looking at them just dancing. Yeah, for the most part, the uniforms, they tried that. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's how I look at it. It's like, you know, maybe not at the game. Maybe they could take it to, like I'm trying to do, go to the straight competitions maybe and not wear the uniforms and still keep our style, because that's what we are in tune more with, which is the dancing, not more so the uniforms. And, you know, some others are in it more for the whole art form of it, of the uniforms and stuff like that. I believe that, you know, gay is starting to become something that's common to everyone. It's like, it's okay now, you know. Well, here, I guess maybe because I'm here in Atlanta. And I don't, you know, I'm not cheering it on, saying, yay, do it. But I'm just saying, follow, if that's what you feel like is right, do it. You know, I'm not, you know, to me, I wouldn't be out there doing it, but, you know, I'm not going to knock nobody for the things that they do, because I don't know their reason behind things. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know, you know, what, you know, Jay said makes somebody else feel like, you know. And that's just my personal opinion behind it. Like I said, on the other side, yeah, in society, according to how society is ran and how things are, you're not supposed to do those things technically by society. And, you know, on the other side, if they had a problem with it, they would have told them to stop. They would have put them out of the stadium.
Well, actually, he said that the police did speak to them about that, and said it was a fire hazard for them being up high. So that's why I wanted him to come on and kind of, you know, explain from the part of his experience of doing it. And he said they've been doing it since 2005, and that they will be at the Jackson State and Southern game the following week, you know, and they'll be performing there as well. So that's why I wanted to give him an opportunity to come on and kind of, you know, say what mm-hmm. their side was, because, like I said, we're not trying to be you know, like we're harping on it. It's just a lot of people kind of feel the same way. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the way that they feel, you know, because a lot of people, you know, responded to it on the actual page. But
right.
if we have any callers that have anything to say from either side, please call in, but please be mindful, be respectful of whichever party that you don't see it for as far as that go. I think we may have a call in 44822, Mike. You see that one, Clash?
He's on. Mike, you live.
Hi.
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey,
hello.
Mike.
Well,
yeah, I'm trying to keep it snappy so I can go bathe and get ready for work.
Not bathe. I'm right mm-hmm. for bathing.
You sound kind
well, of crazy. Well, no, but I've been listening, and of course I can't pick both sides. I have to pick one side. And with me, coming from a HBCU band, knowing the extent of the rehearsals and the long rehearsals and the, you know, the things that even when I was in school that we've gone through, you know, just to put on a good show for the people that's paying to come to see us, because I'm sure those people are not paying to go see the girl Jay said. That's not a part of whatever schools they're paying to go see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just like you said, and I said this before when y'all interviewed me like a while back, and y'all asked me whether to do or don't, and I said this is a do not do. And I just think it's disrespectful for the girls because I know for me, I know if I'm putting in all these rehearsals to put on a good show for the people that have paid to come and see us, and then you got somebody that's coming in, bopping off our music, taking a bit of attention from us, I'm going to feel some kind of way. But at the end of the day, I just think it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. And then one thing that Brian said also within his comment, he was saying, you know, there's underground stuff going on, then there's above ground stuff going on. Underground, you know, you have guys who pledge AKA and who pledge Delta, just and they imitate the sororities, the AKAs, the Deltas. The same way we imitate these dance lines, you wouldn't see any of these underlying AKAs or underground Deltas going up and throwing oops and stepping and all that stuff. So why would you, as an underground Jay Setter, go up in front of the girls and dance their counts or dance and take attention away from them and not see it as disrespectful as well? I thought
that's
that was
true.
A good point.
Yeah, that's so true.
I
mean, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
But
that's all
I remember what, baby? Remember what?
Oh, I just remember that I love you long and I love you strong and don't be stupid.
Well, wow. Thank you for that.
Hey,
you're right. Exactly. Exactly. Do we have any more callers on queue? If you want to speak to the cast, please hit one.
Are we having another caller?
Yeah, 404-918.
Hello? Welcome to Meet Me on the Floor. Who are we speaking with?
All right.
Nobody gotta go with this.
All right. I just want to reiterate it because I feel like I was like, I don't know, but all I was stating in my opinion was that I care about it. I really don't care about it because I make my decisions for me.
Yeah.
And
right.
I was just maybe expressing how they would probably have felt in the situation and why they were doing the things they would do. You know, a lot of things a lot of people do are dangerous, and when they want to stand up for a cause of what they believe in, you know, like I said, Dr. King, a lot of people do a lot of things, you know, and have gotten killed for them. And, you know, I just look at it from that point of view. If it's that serious to you that you want to do that, then go ahead. That's you, you know, and I can only.
Please, let's not get you. I don't want nobody to get killed.
Girl, you are on fire.
I am. I'm burning, but not like that, children.
Well, I'm just speaking upon it. I could care less, like I said, because I won't be out there doing it, you know. If that's their thing, that's their thing. You know, I totally agree with y'all. All that, yeah, that does affect people's lives and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, Child really don't matter. We all grown. We all here. We got one life to live. And if this is what you want to express, then, girl, that's what you do. And, you know, I can't do nothing but respect somebody else's life because it's not mine. I can, you know, I can tell if I got to focus on me. And I'm going to make decisions for me whether to do things and how it's going to make me look. And those won't be one. That dancing and standing for geese won't be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's understandable. That's understandable on the flip side of it. Since you're going to play the devil, how about I play the angel?
You can play it, girl.
You told me not to cut you off, so you need to bag up to it.
Girl, you asked me.
Bag up to it. Bag up.
Ask me a question, girl. Your pussy the one that's barking me. I'm paying you, girl.
Okay, that's fine. But again, do we have any callers? I would love to hear from someone else. Japan, he punked out. He said he didn't get a walk.
She didn't even say hello to the girls.
She didn't even say hi. I didn't hit the button. She just didn't say anything.
Right.
Wow.
What you're supposed to do is,
that is so rude.
I call your number out.
Is that what happened when you were born in Japan? That's what y'all do in Asia, Japan?
Damn.
You better stop. The girls get on this line and start reading.
Is that what it takes to get the girls online? You got to read them?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do we have anyone else online that we can pull in? Just pull them in. Hell.
They
don't have
to say hello, too.
All right, baby. 912-996, you're live on the air with Mimi on the floor. Ooh.
Hello?
You better say hello.
The girls are hanging up, baby.
Oh, my God. Are y'all really doing up like that?
Uh-oh,
hello.
We got one more time.
We got a break.
Somebody press one, Lord. Help me.
Okay.
Make it juicy. Call it another hot topic.
Right.
My God, my switchboard is freezing up galore.
Where's somebody who agrees with it? I want to hear some opposition.
251-259, you live on the air with Meet Me on the Floor.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
This is Khalil.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi, Khalil.
How are you guys?
Come on, Khalil.
I'm fine.
Have you been listening to the show tonight?
Actually, I haven't. I just looked at my Facebook and saw the inbox message.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we're pretty much talking about J17's going to a game and working at the game in full uniform. How do you feel about that?
Hold on, Khalil. Oh, this is killing me.
10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Here?
He's here, but the switchboard is freezing up.
Was she talking?
Okay.
Can't she?
No, it had muted the phone.
Oh.
Okay, he's back. Okay, Khalil.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know who this. I'm sorry. Is this France Neely, Captain?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
well,
how are you?
I want to welcome you to the show, Khalil. Thank you for calling in. This is Flash.
How are you guys again?
Great.
And also we have the Bucking Prince and Napoleon online as well.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What was the question again?
Well, we were talking about, working at the games, and I was telling him I had spoke to you earlier about the reason, you know, kind of give us an insight why you guys like to do it, you know, the things that you get from it, you know, and just kind of give an insight on how you feel about it and the reason why y'all do what y'all do. I would like for the people to hear from your side of it, you know, for the ones that don't agree with it, you know, and there are a lot of people that do agree with it. So can you give us a little insight on that, please?
Okay. Well, first off, I want to say that, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Some are going to like
right.
it, some are going to not. But as right. far as why we do it, number one, the enjoyment. Number two is, like, our team is so diverse to where we not only just do, I guess what you call just stands, we do everything besides that. And it's like, if we're practicing stands, why not do them in the stands? That's one thing. The captain that was before me, his name is actually Elite, And he actually was the one who started it for us, but it was like after he died, that's why we kept the name and kept what he had going. As far as the uniform thing, it's just like as times change, we change. You know, in the beginning, we was just going in our regular clothes. Then we start going to the army fatigue and tank tops, and then, you know, unitards and leotards, so on and so forth. As far as, like, a lot of people ask me how do it feel to take the attention away from the girls. In my opinion, it doesn't, because I've actually talked to several of the actual girls that actually dance on the line, and we asked them, you know, how do you feel about us dancing at your gang, blah, blah, blah. From what I've been told from Romissa, Ashley Alexis, Charlotte, Charlene, Pamela, they get their life. It's like it gives them an extra boost to do what they already doing. It's like they can dance against girls and, you know, they feel like, okay, one of them going to be the best. But to dance against boys, it's like it's giving them that extra boost that they need. I ain't going to say that they need it, but it's giving them an extra boost. I guess rock harder.
Okay. So can you kind of, have you ever, I know you were saying that you had an incident with, well, not an incident, that the police kind of had asked something about a fire hazard. Is that the first time that you guys have ever been approached by an authority figure at a game? Has it happened often?
No, that is the very first time period. And I think the reason why is because when we started dancing, we was by ourselves. No one was over there. But I guess after we started dancing, it was like a lot of people just migrated towards us and was actually standing up facing backwards, like looking at us. So it was like that's when the police came over there and said that. But he still was like, okay, y'all can still dance, but you have to go to the bottom.
Okay. Well, my question is this. And you know, like I said, man, you have spoke about.
Word.
I'm sorry, will somebody say something?
No, go ahead.
I was saying, me and you have talked about different issues, and we see eye to eye on a lot of different things. And I just want you to know that, meet me on the dance floor, we are diverse, and one of the healthy things about having conversation is being able to agree to disagree. So I'm glad that you know, are professional enough where you can say, well, they don't feel it, and it's not what they do, but this is what we do, and this is what we like. You know, that's your thing. And I'm, you know, as far as that go, do you, in an aspect, I know you were saying that you were in the Army at one time and, you know, different jobs and stuff that you have had. Do you think, like, at some time it could be a hindrance to, like, something that you may do later on in life that you may want to do?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But what I was saying with me personally, like, I started dancing in the stands in uniforms before I even joined the military. And it was like, it didn't hinder me from doing that. As far as any other job after that that I have or that I've received, it hasn't done anything. I'm a security officer now, so it's like, that still doesn't have anything to do with it. I don't plan on, like, being in Congress or being a rapper or anything like that. My major in school is business management, so it's like, I'm not going to say that it will never, but what I was basically trying to address on the page is, even if you're doing it in the club, the underground stuff or whatever, people still going to take pictures or do whatever and post them wherever need be. I mean, either way it go, you're still doing it in public if you're not doing it in your own four walls of your home. You're still doing it in public.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, I think the difference is if it's in the club and somebody sees a picture, of course, you're still going to catch heat from it, but you're in the club, so you're doing it where it is appropriate for you to do it, as opposed to at a family venue where you have children, where you have older people from the old school generation. Like, you have a whole assortment of people from different religious beliefs, different, you know, all kind of different backgrounds. So if you are caught, or if someone sees you doing it on YouTube, not only are they judging you for dancing, but they're actually judging your judgment now. They're judging you as a person, because it seems as if you're And I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you at all. I'm just saying this is how it can be perceived, and how would you react to it if it's perceived that you're being selfish because you don't care about other people's rights to be at this family event without having to, you know, deal with you guys dancing and this and that, you know that type of thing. How would you respond to that?
Well, once again, it's like one of those situations where one person is going to believe one thing and another person is going to believe another. One of the statements that was made was about the football players, the parents, the children, or whatever. We have never, I mean, yeah, of course, we're gay. So, of course, somebody is going to say, oh, look at them sissies or look at the fags or whatever. But not once do they, well, they may say it, but what I don't understand is if you're going to say it and talk about it, why are you going to sit there and continue to look at it? Like, I mean, as far as the family and the children goes, it's like those are the ones that's actually standing up, clapping and screaming and telling us not to sit down. They even tell us to dance when the music is not even playing. So, of course, you're going to have some people saying, okay, well, why are they doing that? But at the end of the day, it's something that we chose to do, and it was like no one forced us to do it. I don't force none of them to do it. Everybody pay their money to do it just like I do. And we get a lot of recognition from it, i.e. like paid bookings to go perform here and perform there, because that's what people like to see down here. I'm not going to say people like to see it all over the world, but that's just what they get into down here. As far as we did at the Battle of the Band several years ago, where the ticket sales flopped, but once they added us to the actual show, they sold out Lad People Stadium. So it was like we got a big check from that too. So
y'all actually a part of the actual Battle of the Band that they had down in Mobile? Like, okay.
That was in 2005 and 2006 and 2007. But after the radio broadcaster passed, it was like the Battle of the Bands just went down, because he was the actual one that actually, I guess you can say, brought it out.
Okay, well, let me ask this, and this is from a safety aspect of it. Have you guys ever felt threatened, or like that you was going to have to fight or anything because of people not being open-minded enough to say, okay, this is what they do, this is who they are?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question one more time? Have we ever been threatened, like, as far as if somebody's going to do anything? Like, physically, that's what you're saying?
Hello? Tommy?
Hello? Am I still on the air?
I can hear you, Khalil.
I'm sorry. My phone was, flash phone had went out and the computer went out. But he said, guys, don't hang up. The show would still keep recording, and I had to actually click over the